A call for peace in a town grappling with gang violence, a hikoi through Kaikoi today, culminated in a rahui being placed over the far north town in the hope it might quiet a bitter feud between rivals. The town has seen multiple shootings and a daylight brawl on its main street in recent months. Police believe events in Kaikoi are linked to a feud in Auckland between the tribesmen and their former feeder gang, the Killer Bees. Meanwhile, locals say police presence is all good and well, but it'll take far more to bring peace. Nick Trubridge and Marika Habazi have this story from Kaikoi.
My kids came home from school yesterday and said that they were doing drills. I thought they were talking about fire drills. No. They were practicing what to do if a shooter turns up at the kura.
You're listening to the voice of Quinton Heater of Ngāti Uyoneone. Your ears aren't deceiving you. This is what it's come to in Kaikoi. Kids in kura, training for an active shooter.
What sort of world is that? Is that the world we want to leave our tamariki?
Violence, drive-by shootings, brawls in broad daylight. This community in the far north district finds itself at the centre of gang warfare. It's also a community saying enough's enough. Five hapū, one united voice. A rahui placed over their town in the hope it might bring calm. The hikoi rolls down the main street, their banner lit up as the sun rises over Broadway. He rahui ke kone, uplift the mana of hapū and kaikohi.
This group, te tiahotanga, ngā hapū o tēnei, takiwa, are standing up in their authority for our whānau. This rahui we've invoked today is about protection of all people and the prohibition of gang violence in our orohe.
Mane Tahere's voice echoes as a crowd of hundreds congregates. But there are some notable absentees. We were told representatives of both the Killer Bees and tribesmen would be here today. There's not a patch in sight. Mr Tahere says conversations are ongoing.
There has been kōrero in the past. Most recently in the past couple of weeks and days, there's ongoing kōrero. There was another tikanga that we were going to place today, but that never eventuated.
The solutions, well, they're a work in progress too. Cops, a crackdown, well, they're quick fixes. The community say might slow gang activity, but won't stop it.
There's an element of holisticness that hapū and Māori have that hasn't been fully investigated, hasn't been fully equipped and resourced. It's things like health determinants, poverty, housing, everything. So these struggles lead to one thing, lead to the next thing, lead to the next.
So with the rahui placed, the crowds disperse. But the job is not over, they're told. That's the sense you get here. There's plenty to do. Decades of neglect, deprivation, lack of opportunity for youth, blamed for the battle playing out on main roads and back streets.
We're a town which is a very young town in population. You're talking the medium age is 28, 28 and a half. So 50% of those people are below that age. And you look at gang affiliation, well, where does that fit? It's in that age bracket.
This is Kaikohe Business Association Chairwoman Linda Bracken. She lives in Kaikohe, right next door to the house shot up on Tuesday.
There are children in there.
There are children in the house. It's a family house. It's not one, in recent times, it's more a new community of people that have moved in who are working with other people in town to address some of the youth and the youth responses.
But her fear isn't for her own safety.
My greatest fear is that there'll be a short-term response rather than a long-term solution.
Northland Regional Council Deputy Chair Justin Blakey cuts us off in his ute. He knows why we're here and doesn't need an invite to talk about how to tackle the turf war in his hometown.
I think the issues revolve around, you know, the decades that this community's been trying to live within, you know, the high deprivation indices. And this is, the government has known, successive governments have known this for decades. So I believe we need targeted investment in terms of economic development to lift this community out of the poverty that it's experienced for decades.
He tells us Kaikohe was a town of high educational achievement, but many top teachers, people to guide the town's youth, left as social issues came up.
We have to ask ourselves, what's the difference between a child like that grows up to end up in a gang and one that grows up to be successful? And I'll tell you the answer. Families that have got the support structures and the well-being, you know, to provide the guidance and support for their tamariki, they don't end up in gangs. But the ones that are ending up in gangs, the whānau structure, it's been depleted. And I think the cause of that is the long-standing social issues that are associated with deprivation.
Meanwhile, the backdrop to that discussion appears to be deteriorating. Drive-by shootings, a brawl in the main street, and a gangland grudge between Killabees and tribesmen linked to unrest further south. Some say, frankly, they are somewhat scared of the only place they've ever known and what it could become.
At the end of the day, the way things are going, our babies are going to get hurt. And that's, you know, no mother or father or grandmother or grandfather ever wants to bury their children or grandchildren, eh?
For now, a call for peace in a town desperate for it.